Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry, and we're beginning a look for the next few days at the Ten Commandments. But before we dig into the specific ten, I want to step back for just a moment and take a look at the bigger picture of the context of the Ten Commandments and actually why God gave them. The first thing we need to understand is the Ten Commandments are not just the Ten. They're the first ten out of 613 laws that God gave to the nation of Israel. And for me to simply say, hey, I try to live by the Ten Commandments is to miss totally what God had in mind, because it's just the first ten out of 613, and they all were the law of God. Also, when Jesus hung on the cross and his final words were, "It is finished," and he cried that out, paid in full, and the temple curtain that separated the Holy of Holies that only the high priest on one day a year could go into, when that curtain was torn from the top down by the finger of God himself, at that point there was a message that these laws are done. Yes, even the first ten. They were all fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And part of the thing that confuses us is kind of two sides of a coin. On one side, as we're going to see, they represent some of the most beautiful insights into how God wants us to live towards him and towards other people. But on the other side of the coin, we misunderstand their purpose. Their purpose was not a stairway to heaven. If you will live these 10 and all 613 perfectly, somehow God will say, man, come on in. That was never the intent. You see, they were actually like, They were a measuring rod, a ruler, not designed to show us how tall we are, but how short we are. Perhaps you as a little kid had the opportunity to go to Disneyland, and you came to one of those rides where they had that little measuring rod, and it stuck out here, and you weren't quite tall enough, and you stood on your tiptoes, you did everything you could, but you couldn't quite reach it. Well, that's what the Ten Commandments were. They were a law given to show us that none of us are holy enough on our own to make it to God. And so their first purpose is to drive us to our knees so that we cry out, "Oh God, I need you," not, "Oh God, you're lucky to have me." But as fate and our sin nature would have it, we take this measuring rod that is designed to show us that we're not tall enough on our own, and we grab it and we run around and we show other people that, well, I'm taller than you are. And somehow we think that God maybe grades on a curve, or we pat ourselves on the back for having that all together. Now, an interesting thing too is that only 9 of them are repeated in the New Testament. There's always a lot of debate about what do you do with a Sabbath. And that one is not repeated in the New Testament. All the other 9 are. But even the Sabbath, the one that's not repeated and was fulfilled by Jesus, even that one has a beautiful message for our lives today if we live by it. Not the law of the Sabbath, but the principle of margin. That we have a God who gives us rest, not a God who drives us into the ground. So in the coming days, as we look at these Ten Commandments, my hope is that you will understand the beauty of God's call in our lives towards him and towards others. But I also hope that you will realize this measuring rod was not designed to show us how much better we keep them than other people. It was purely designed to point us to Jesus, that we can never keep it on our own. Listen to the way the brother of Jesus, James, wrote it in his book, James chapter 2, verse 10, when he's speaking of the law. "For whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it." You're a lawbreaker. "For he who said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' also said, 'You shall not murder.' Well, if you don't commit adultery, but also commit murder, well, guess what? You're a lawbreaker. If you and I break any of these laws, we're a lawbreaker." And that's the beauty of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The one who came to put our punishment, our inability to live up to standards ever since the fall of Adam and Eve, the standards of holiness, and to take our death upon himself and to give his righteousness to us. These Ten Commandments are going to be amazing. There's great beauty in them. But let's remember all along, they point us a little bit how to live, but they point us completely to our Lord Jesus Christ.